Welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast, a place for women just like you who are in the process of claiming their callings, rising into priestesshood, and building a legacy. This is where values-driven women come to learn how to unleash their gifts and share them unapologetically with the world to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an author, yoga teacher, activist, and business mentor. I bridge together feminine-inspired leadership and divine masculine action that quantum leaps you into an expansive experience of life and business. I believe that business is a vehicle for not only living a more purposeful and free life, but for also contributing to social and ecological healing. I live in a coastal town in Portugal and have been channeling my inner priestesshood into various heart-centered businesses since 2016. Back then, I left my life as an archaeologist to play my part in the reawakening of the feminine. Although I now run a successful mission-driven business, it's been quite the journey. I've had to move past imposter syndrome, own my gifts, make friends with money, step into feminine leadership, dismantle toxic conditioning, and learn ethical marketing practices. I'm here to help you on your journey to living life and doing business on your terms. From guest interviews to solo heart riffs to laser coaching sessions, this podcast is here to inspire you to reclaim the feminine, live your Dharma, and get paid for being you. So sit back, take a deep breath, sister, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, priestess, and welcome back to another episode. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing a heart riff, a rant, I'm not sure what it's going to be, on why I believe in my bones that all women, including you, need to learn how to sell themselves. This episode is just as relevant to you if you are in a corporate position or you're in an academic position or you run your own business. Because I believe that one of the reasons why I have got to where I am today is because I am good at marketing and selling my skills and my expertise. And I think that actually I have been able to do this since pretty much the beginning. If I look back, any job or position that I've ever wanted, I have somehow been able to tease out my transferable gifts, skills, and expertise to fit the job description. It's not to say that I went for things that, you know, I had no skill and expertise for at all, but if I think about it, every single one of these was probably a little bit of a stretch. Like, it was a stretch in the sense that it was maybe something new, something that a new context that I hadn't, you know, experienced before. But I somehow knew that there were skills and experiences that were transferable, that I could bring to the table. And if I think about it, they're literally, I'm not saying this to brag, by the way, but there literally hasn't been a single job interview that I've gone for where I haven't got the job. I mean, it's been a while since I've had a job, right, guys? But if I look back, you know, every position I wanted, whether it was academic, every job I wanted, you know, I've had some really cool jobs in my time. Like, I used to work in a New Age crystal shop for many years. I wanted that job. I went for it. What else have I done? I used to be a tour planner as well for an archaeological tour company. So I used to do lots of research and travel and stuff. That was cool. And I had no experience in that, but I wanted the job. And yeah, I think the reason why I was able to kind of put myself in, really go for these kinds of things was that I got really, really good at selling myself, and I knew that I had to. I knew that I had to get good at selling myself. I wanted a seat at the table. And I knew that in my life, I've been given opportunities that my female ancestors could have only dreamed of. And so I wanted to make sure that I did them proud, you know? And it's been the same in my business. Like, I knew early on in my mentoring business, you have to learn how to market and sell your services. There is no other way. And, you know, looking back as well on my life, I've seen the discrepancies between women's ability to self-promote, and I'm thinking of like the males in my life. You know, thinking about back in when I was in academic positions and in jobs, you know, male friends, so many of my male friends would have literally no issue with going for jobs that were way above their pay grade. And I guess on some level, it really spurred me on to do the same in my life. And there have been, you know, there have been so many studies that have demonstrated that when it comes to self-promotion, women and other marginalized groups in society on the whole find it far more difficult than, you know, your average white male to promote themselves. And I guess we can, I don't want to fit everyone in boxes because life doesn't work like that. And I guess we can, you know, we can speculate as to why that's a generality and that why that's a theme. But in my understanding, it's just pure conditioning. You know, we are taught that, you know, guys that go for it are assertive, but if a woman wants to self-promote, then she's, you know, she's a, I don't know, a money-grabbing or self-promoting arrogant bitch. And we don't want that, right? Well, wrong. Because I think that you get to be a self-promoting bitch, actually. Because it's only when you have a seat at the table that you can serve. It is only when you have a seat at the table that you can make a difference. So I think all this, oh, I'm afraid to market myself. I'm afraid to sell myself. I don't want to promote myself. This has to stop. You know, I don't like promoting myself. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. Blow your fucking trumpet, priestess. Because the truth is that we need conscientious, caring people in positions of leadership. We need more diversity in thought. We need more diversity in approaches. We need more diversity in lived experiences in our leaders. We need women. We need people of color. We need indigenous people to rise up. And we need to say no to a system that doesn't tolerate it. And when it comes to business, as I know many of you are early stage business owners or you're aspiring to be a business owner one day, if you don't learn how to sell your services effectively, if you don't know how to share about your skills and your expertise and your processes in a crisp, clear, and compelling way, what is the point in even being in business? You cannot serve if you don't sell. You cannot serve if you don't market. You cannot possibly. And I feel very, very passionate about this, priestess. I feel so passionate about this because I'm going to take a stand for you learning how to market and sell your skills, right? I'm taking a stand for it. I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that is what you need to master. Not just for your business, but for you and your life. Taking a seat at the table, wherever that is for you, whichever table, and there are so many tables in your life where you get to take a seat at. So I have decided that I'm taking a stand for it, and I want to host a no-cost workshop for you. And I have decided to call it sold out, not sold as in like S-O-L-D, but sold as in like, you know, your inner soul, sold out. And in it, I'm going to be sharing with you the key mindset and energetic shifts around marketing and selling yourself so that you can free yourself up to serve and receive, priestess. So this is about mastering client attraction in a fun, an ethical, and a super laid back way that is not sleazy, but it's empowering for all. This is about you taking a seat at the table and you serving deeply.
And if you're listening to this before the end of January 2022, you get in live, which is awesome because there's some extra opportunities for you. But if you're listening to this after January 2022, don't worry, you can still get yourself access to the replay. If you're joining us live, it is going to be a party. So not only am I going to be sharing with you processes that I give my paying clients, but there's also going to be some chances to win some pretty cool prizes, including cash, including mentoring opportunities, or money off my mentoring programs if you feel called to join me and go deeper. So stop what you're doing now, get yourself signed up by clicking the show notes. There's a link there that says sign up or something along those lines. Or you can visit www.drsarahcoxon.com/soldout. That's S-O-U-L-E-D-O-U-T. Oh, I know the alphabet. It's going to be so utterly bomb. You know, I am on a mission to have you marketing and selling your skills, your expertise, your abilities, your services like the badass priestess CEO that you are deep down inside. And I believe that marketing and selling is a learned skill, and we absolutely have to give ourselves permission to master them. So I invite you to click that link now or to visit visit www.drsarahcoxon.com/soldout. Get yourself registered, get yourself getting access to this, because I promise you it's not going to be one of those like fluffy trainings. You guys know this anyway. I don't give a lot of fluff. Like, this is really going to help you shift so many things in your life and in your business. And I will see you there. Thank you so much for tuning into the Rise Priestess podcast. If this episode spoke to you, you can contribute greatly by sharing it to your Instagram stories. Make sure that you also tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon so that I can personally reach out and thank you. And if you're not already a member of my Instagram community, you can pop over there now and join us. I keep it very real over there, sharing behind the scenes of my life and business to inspire you to live life and do business your own way. You can also apply to be a guest on the show by emailing sarah@drsarahcoxon with the subject podcast guest. You can also head over to my website, the link is in the show notes, to find out more about how I can help you step into your unique priestesshood to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. See you next time.